There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still a lot of talk on the debate, and people are going to be talking about the debate for a while, so I don't want to be, belaboring what happened. A lot of you guys saw the debate. I'm sure you've been seeing commentary all morning, but many of the emails and texts and Facebook comments that I've received and seen, are from people who are very worried, okay? I thought the debate was just supposed to be entertaining, okay? I really didn't expect much, to get much out of it. I was hoping it was going to put the Republicans in a good light, okay, because, we have a lot of changes to do, but I really didn't have that high expectations for yesterday's debate. It was cool. You got to see the candidates. Marco Rubio was able to, stand out a little bit. Ben Carson was able to stand out. I think, overall they all did good. A little bit of stumble by Jeb Bush. I expected him to be a little bit more eloquent. But still, he did good. It was fine. It really wasn't a debate. Nothing as exciting. I was more excited about John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin, who was there at the debate party, and I got to hang out with him. That was one of my highlights. I loved it. But a lot of you guys have been concerned, and understandably so, because right out the bat, the question to Donald Trump and all the candidates, obviously it was more question towards Donald Trump, on would you run as a third party candidate? Is everybody going to take a pledge that they will not, no matter who the Republicans nominate to represent them, you are not going to go after them as a third party candidate? And Donald Trump would not take that pledge. He wouldn't. And with what happened last election, with Ron Paul, did Ron Paul's pull of the votes really pull it away from the GOP? And is Donald Trump going to do the same? I could see why you guys are pretty scared. I could see why people are starting to freak out. Personally, Donald Trump, he says it like it is. He's on the offense. We're talking to Ron Futrell last hour about this. He does. Anytime they tried to hit him with, how he looks at women, how he has spoken of women and minorities and things like that in the past, he was able to just turn on the offense. He looks like he could still be a formidable force in the GOP race. He actually is. I think his poll numbers jump now to the 30%. For some of us, we like what he has to say. For others, we're a little nervous. And a big thing people are really worried about is it wasn't a rumor about the third party runner running as an independent. Okay? He wants to win. Now, is it because Donald Trump wants to be president and he just doesn't lose, and this is for him, or is it for the country? If it's for the country, then, he backs up whichever candidate gets picked, as long as they're a good candidate, and backs them up. And that's kind of what he said. He said, it depends on the candidate. All right, so I see how he tried to play it safe there. If he likes a candidate, he'll support him. If not, he may run. But it's still scary. All right. Megyn Kelly kind of came out and started to kind of address how he told one of the Celebrity Apprentice contestants how she would look good on her knees. I think I remember watching that episode. She didn't want to be fired in this one episode, and so she told Donald Trump, look, do you want me to beg on my knees? And he's like, that would be a pretty sight. It's a TV show, it's entertainment, his character is a, stereotypical, you know, businessman, multi-million dollar tycoon. All right. You know, have I heard him say anti-women things? I think, you know, in theory, everything seems to be, you know, you could be anti in a variety of sense. So I that I'm not as worried about. But, you guys have a point. This could be some pretty serious stuff. Some people last night were saying somebody's got to do something about Trump. Somebody's got to do something because this could really mess things up. We're scared. We got a major election. You have these rumors circulating that the Clintons talked to him before he entered. Of course he's friends with the Clintons. Okay? And a lot of people high up, they're friends with the Clintons. The Clintons are very well connected in New York. I'm sure they've had some sort of interaction with Chris Christie. I mean, they are a very, very, look at them with the Kardashians. I guess, Hillary Clinton was doing selfies with Kim Kardashian. All right? These people are well connected. Okay, Clinton's extremely connected. So I'm not really surprised about that. But I am a little nervous because if we have a candidate who really isn't going to be our viable president, all right, we need them to get the hell out and let candidates who could win, win. If Trump can win, we'll support him. But if he's going to turn around and go, you want to know what? I don't think I like the Republican, because again, he's very unpredictable. You know, he kind of has that cocky, I mean, and I got to tell you, he was the best part of the debate. I'm not saying he did the best, but I took my son, we were giggling. I mean, he was very entertaining. Just the way he talks, just the way, I mean, you know, very entertaining. All right, but is he unpredictable? Okay, and I'm not saying we need to know every single move he makes. We don't need to hear that that he's going to do all the sound bites that we want. Okay, you know, we do need a little spice. But this election is just too important. Like I was talking about yesterday, people are accusing the Republicans of having an absolute circus up there because you had all these candidates and Carly Fiorina was put in the second tier and she, from what I understand, did very, 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 very well. I got to see some of the bites. I didn't get to see the whole thing because I was driving over to the main debate party. But, it's not a circus, okay? We're very, very passionate. There's a lot of things that have gone wrong. There are things we need to do, whether Trump's on a vendetta or not, or whether it's for his own personal gain. At least we're having conversations, and at least hopefully we're getting people pumped up for an election, and we're getting people to watch a debate. Like I said, I don't even care if you vote Democrat, but I'd rather you vote. I want to make sure we have people who care, because once we have a country who's apathetic and who doesn't give a damn, that's when bad things happen and dictators come in. So just, you know, get involved, get into the debate. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dial. This is interesting. We have a study saying 3/4 of people who tested positive for hepatitis C in the study in emergency rooms had no idea they were walking around with hepatitis C. And hepatitis C is a very, very dangerous, dangerous bloodborne pathogen. It's viral. And it affects about 3 million people in the United States, 75% of whom are part of the baby boom generation. All right? And hepatitis C could also be transmitted sexually. They say in addition to the myriad public health functions they already perform, urban emergency departments may play an important role as safety net providers for HCV screening. See, years ago, we were told, I'm having the hiccups. We were told years ago to test everybody for hepatitis C, especially for those people that served during, you know, in Vietnam, you know, who got tattoos before the 1980s, these, I think 86 was the cutoff to screen for hepatitis C, but we found that a lot of our baby boomers were more at risk for hepatitis C. And so we start testing it a lot in the medical office. But what about the ER? The ER, if they're seeing you for coughs and colds or infections, et cetera, are they going to run a hepatitis test? And the other thing, too, that's very interesting is the hepatitis test takes forever to get back. When I had a person who was sick and they looked jaundiced and I didn't know if it was their gallbladder, et cetera, I wouldn't be able to get the hepatitis test back quickly in the ER. If I try to run a stat in my medical office, you can't get it stat. It takes a day or two to get back. So sometimes we just can't get the hepatitis test back quickly, which is another reason why they don't get run. Researchers analyzed patient data, and by the way, it causes liver disease and it can cause liver cancer. Researchers analyzed patient data on 26,000 adult patients over the age of 18, collected during a 6-month study at Highland Hospital in Oakland. Just under 10% of these patients, 2,500, completed either virus screening or diagnostic testing as part of a program set up in the hospital's emergency room to gauge the prevalence of hepatitis C in the community. All right, so they looked at 26,000, okay? But 2,500 completed the screening. Patients were selected because they were members of the baby boom generation born between 1945 and 1965, or because they reported having used injectable drugs. Among the group that was tested, 10.3%, or 267 people, tested positive for the virus. Researchers classified 70% of those as chronically infected. Only 24% of patients were aware they had the virus before being tested at the hospital. 70% of the group being 10% tested positive, and 70% of those chronically infected, okay? And then 24 were aware they had the virus. Two-thirds of the patients were not informed of their test results before being discharged from the hospital, so staff had to track them down. The researchers said that was difficult because 76% did not show up for follow-up appointments. So there are people out there possibly passing drug needles or having unprotected sex and, unfortunately, passing it on. This is a very, very highly contagious communicable disease when it's transmitted in blood. And they say given skyrocketing rates of injection heroin use in the country, they expect these high rates of hepatitis C infection to explode. All right, now some of you guys are listening, well, you know what? Fine, insurance will cover it. Obamacare will cover it. Will they? I mean, I don't know. Hepatitis, I mean, what, isn't there like a $10,000 a month treatment out there now? It's supposed to be a new treatment out there and is expensive. I don't know what insurance covers. Talk about hepatitis C. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Plague is in the news. There's a girl being treated for plague after a trip to Yosemite. She's from L.A., and they think she caught it at California's Yosemite National Park. There were two deaths from the plague in Colorado, but health officials say the public should not be alarmed. Plague is very unusual. There's an average of 7 cases reported each year, and people can die from it if they don't get treated. 7 cases of plague reported a year. Now, that's rare. It's just it's scary because, again, it could be contagious. Colorado officials said Wednesday that an unidentified adult died from the plague. A 16-year-old Colorado boy died from the plague in June after he developed an unusual and hard-to-treat septicemic infection, meaning the infection went into the blood. 2 other Coloradans who caught the plague this year were treated and recovered. Plague, remember, swept through, you know, Europe and Asia, you know, centuries ago. And people catch, it's a bacteria, not a virus. Plague is bacteria. And they catch it from fleas, all right, or other things that touch or touching excrement from animals. Plague is usually easily treated with antibiotics, but there's a few different forms. You got the bubonic plague that makes these buboes or swollen lymph glands. You have the septicemic plague that goes throughout the body. And then you got the pneumonic plague, which spreads from person to person. It's the only one that does. but it gets spread through the lungs. I remember years ago there was, we were told in medical school that there was a woman who lived near Lake Tahoe whose cat was coughing, and she's holding the cat onto her chest and rubbing the fur, going, oh, poor kitty cat, the cat dies. She contracts the plague from the cat, and she later dies. So whenever my cats cough, I'm like, get the hell away from me. That's just what you have to do. It's a rare disease, but they say people should protect themselves from infections. So don't feed squirrels. Don't feed the chipmunks. Don't feed rodents in picnic or campground areas. Never touch a sick or dead rodent. Protect your pets from fleas and keep them away from wild animals. You know that ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, they all fall down? That was supposed to be about the plague. You would have to burn the bodies so people wouldn't get the plague from the dead bodies. Pets can carry the plague. Last year, a pet dog in Colorado caught the plague. Doctors believe it infected at least 4 people because we like to do kissy with our doggy. When the doggy comes out, we like to do a kissy. Then we kiss the doggy and we rub the nose and all that. Don't do it. The dog could be carrying the plague. Colorado health officials say 3 cats have tested positive for the plague this year, even though they are not known to have infected any people. Of course, the cats don't go up to you and do kissy-kissy. You know, the cats are like so selfish. My cats, you know, they don't want nothing to do with nobody unless it's time for eats. Then when they get their eats and their feed, they're happy. Maybe they'll rub up against your leg, but that's it. No kisses, no sign of love. They are selfish little bastards, my cats. But, you know, but the dog gives a lot of love. Symptoms could be sudden fever, severe headache, nausea and chills, and it could feel like the flu. Rodents, according to NBC News, carry more dangerous diseases than plague, keep in mind. 2012, 3 campers in Yosemite died from an outbreak of the hantavirus. No specific treatment. Really, it's a scary, scary thing, and they tracked it down to mice living in insulated tents. So, the plague, much more common globally than in the United States. We were free of plague, I guess, before 1900, and then steamships brought infected rats across the ocean. And when the rats came, it started to give the plague to us in America. So that really blew. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. IBM is investing $1 billion in the medical imaging company Merge Healthcare, Inc. It's a $1 billion deal that will combine IBM's newly formed analytics department with the power of the Watson supercomputer. For those of you kind of computer geeks out there that know what's going on with the Watson supercomputer, enlighten us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because I know nothing about the Watson supercomputer. Imaging, they say, is central to effective diagnosis, but it's more important to share these images between providers to deliver high-quality, cost-effective care. Originally, we will continue to build and invest from a research perspective in more core technologies. What's happened is that scanning and imaging machines have gotten incredibly good. They have been. What these MRIs can do and these PET scans and bone scans, it's exciting stuff. They are generating extremely dense images and images in motion in some cases. We need to one day talk about the 3D mammogram. That's a fun one. I've never been offered a 3D mammogram because I think I'll knock everybody over in the room with it, you know? Doctors are overwhelmed by the context of these images. Watson will help the doctor interpret and understand these complex images. I thought that's what the radiologist is for. Furthermore, they say, according to Dr. Elliot Siegel, being able to automatically detect diseases and make measurements and quantify disease is increasingly being done with assistance of computers. I know, computers are taking our jobs. Sorry. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, I was looking for some medical emails to read, but most of them had to do with the debate last night. But this is an interesting one I want to read. Christopher writes, why isn't anyone complaining about what happened last night? Gay rights were not discussed, and having no female candidate on stage during the debate cements the fact that the Republicans are not the party of the American people. Okay, as a woman, can I just say this? I was not looking for a small gesture or token of a, all right, yeah, we're going to throw a woman up there just to be fair. I know there was a lot of discussion on why Carly Fiorina wasn't in the main presidential debate why she was in the earlier, they called it the happy hour debate, which from what I understand was really phenomenal and well done. But again, they tried to make it fair. They went by poll numbers. I got that. But remember, okay, if they decided to throw Carly Fiorina in there, who is a very, very viable candidate, okay? I mean, don't underestimate her. She's awesome, all right? But they did that ahead of Rick Perry or ahead of somebody else that was ahead in the polls. Mind you, it's the media's fault that certain people are as low in the polls as they are. I don't need, as a woman, a handout from the powers that be to try to appease a woman, okay? You know, the same thing, like, I don't know if the Democratic debate is going to be, is it, you know, is, are going to make these statements. You know, Hillary, are you for gay rights? Yes, I am for gay rights. Are you for women's rights? Yes, I am for women's rights. Okay, you see, to me, that's insulting. Okay? I mean, what are we watching the debate for? Don't just tell us what we want to hear. Okay? All right? And just say, you know, women's rights or having a woman up there on the you know, debating. You know, that's not what women need and what men need. Okay? If you ask a woman, what is she very concerned about right now? Okay? Is a woman concerned about free tampons? Like, you have somebody out there, I guess, on the internet now demanding that tampons be free. And all the power to her, good for her. All right? But that's not a woman's main issue. Is it, well, I want to be recognized when more women should be in the Republican primary. That's not what a woman wants. If you ask 100 women and you survey them, what are the most important things to you right now? Well, the most important things to us right now are the economy, national security, education for our kids, and health care. I mean, I think I could speak for all women that the most important things that are on our minds, it's all important. Women's rights and equal pay for work, gay rights, all are very, very important. But even if you speak to the average homosexual male or female, and you ask them what is the top issue that you want to see fixed or you need to see addressed politically, they're not going to say gay rights. They're going to say economy, you know, national security, etc. Okay? You know, don't, yeah.
So here's what I look for in political candidates. We live in a democratic republic, which means that the populace gets to decide a representative.
Right.
I just want to see somebody who represents the people. Like, that's
right.
That's the I don't care, like, if the entire country was, you know, down with the gays, not my personal choice, but, you know, the populace wins, and if our representative upstand or holds that, you know, above his personal views, then so be it. But I'm tired of seeing candidates that don't care about our opinions. And that's the part that bothers me. I care less if it's man, woman, gay, black, pick your creed and race. I don't care. That's not my... just want somebody who stands up and represents us, the people.
Exactly. And don't just put a puppet up there, just somebody to say, look, you see what we did, guys? We satisfied every demographic, so it shows we're pro. Talk, walk the walk.
Yep.
See what I mean? You know,
actions speak louder than words.
Right. Exactly. Amen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, so like I said, I don't want to be insulted. You know, I know Megyn Kelly has been revered for what happened last night. She's also been criticized for what happened last night. I thought the very first question, would you run as a third party candidate? I thought that was appropriate. You know, whoever gets picked, are you guys going to support? That was an important one. But I don't think the first question out should have been how Donald Trump portrays women. That was not what I wanted to hear. I want to know, what are we going to do with this Iran deal? You know, how are we going to fix some mistakes with health care? What are we going to do with another looming recession that's going to hit as all these technical advances in commerce is, you know, running out? workers and business, etc. I just had another patient who basically has been fired because his job was taken over by electronics and machine. That's what I want to hear. Don't insult me as a woman. Don't insult homosexuals by saying they want to watch the debate because they want to hear what people are going to say about what they're going to do for gay rights. They are just as involved. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm a woman, so all I care about are my ovaries and birth control. No. All right? I care about the same things that everybody else cares about. All right? And you know, and so in a debate going, okay, well, you know, are you pro-women or are you pro-gay marriage or whatever? All right? It just gives everybody a candidate to say something so the media doesn't go after them later. But, I mean, we need to see people talk the talk. Or there are people walk, you talk the talk, walk the walk or whatever. Okay? I mean, I want to see things being done. And so, you know, we got to stop the stereotypes. Same thing with Latinos out there. All right? Why are we trying to cater to the Latino population by cutting back our restrictions on allowing illegal immigrants to come in? There is much more to a Latino American citizen than their thought and position on illegal immigrants. They also care about the economy. They also care about health. They care about everything else. So the media likes to do that. You know, Jews. Okay, well, you gotta cater to the Jews, and you gotta say, you know, you're gonna be against this Iran deal to keep the Jews happy. If you wanna keep a Jew happy, okay, make sure, again, we have national security, we have good food, okay, make sure we got good food, because woo, you know, after a bunch of matzo ball soup, you really get constipated, so then we gotta eat the Gentile, non-Jewish food. So just make sure we got plenty of food, Jews need food, okay? Make sure we have, again, safety for our kids, good education, etc. So don't be insulting certain demographics and certain groups. Would it be nice to see more female candidates up there because people are worried that putting a man up against Hillary, he may not win because people want to see a first woman president? It's a valid issue because, of course, the media is going to make it female versus male. So, yeah, maybe a Carly Fiorina, Hillary Clinton election could be exciting and maybe fair playing field, but only if Fiorina is qualified. All right? I mean, she looks great. I don't know that much about her, but she's looking pretty good. But, again, only if she's qualified. If Scott Walker is more qualified than Fiorina, then Scott Walker needs to be the one up there. If Marco Rubio is more qualified, if Jeb Bush is more qualified. But, please, stop insulting us. This has, all right, you know, we don't need to spend debate time when we need to figure out what the hell to do to fix this country on every single subject. Let's see what they've done. Look into their records. And if they were anti certain groups, then you can make a decision also on that. But I'm not worried about what was or was not brought up in the debate. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for about $30, a hacker has made a device that could unlock many cars that have keyless entry. Sammy Comcar, who recently revealed he built a device that could breach GM cars wirelessly, told Tech Insider that his latest gadget exploits a basic vulnerability in car and garage key remotes that has existed for quite some time. He says, car key remotes like garbage remotes use these rolling code to authenticate access. Rolling code is basically just code that changes every time so that no one can use it later. So typically when you hit unlock on your remote key, a unique code is sent to the car system, the door is open, and that code will never be used again. They say there's a catch. While the same code cannot be used twice, there is no expiration date on when the code can be used. So Camcar built his device called the Roll Jam to take advantage of that flaw. Can I just say that's kind of scary? Because I need to rely on getting in my car. And what if the code, I thought it was just at least the same code. My car will work with that key, and it's the same code, and as long as it's just that key, it's good. I didn't realize it was a rolling code, so that, you know, something happens, you know, in cyberspace or whatever, and then that's pretty scary stuff. Anyway, so this Roll Jam, a hacker places the wallet-sized device somewhere on the targeted car, and then when the owner tries to unlock the vehicle by pressing unlock on the remote, the device jams the signal so that the vehicle system doesn't hear it, while at the same time interpreting the code. When the owner of the car tries to use the car key remote to unlock a vehicle a second time, the device jams a signal, steals a second code, but at the same time sends the first stolen code so that the driver can get in the car. Now the hacker has one unique code left that he could be used, like a get-out-jail-free card, right? That can still be used because the car never heard that signal. All the hacker has to do is press a button on the Camcar's gadget, and the car uses the stolen code that it saved to unlock the doors. Camcar said he has tried his device on a few different cars from different manufacturers, but has primarily been tested on a Lotus Elise, because I guess that's what he had access to. He said he will reveal more details about how he conducted the exploit on Friday when he speaks at the hacking conference DEF CON in Las Vegas. Oh, I want to go to that. I live in Las Vegas. A hacking conference. That is cool. I didn't know they have that. That's cool. DEF CON Jam. They said, this has been sort of a theoretical attack for many, many years. This is not by any means brand new or big surprise, but no one has really demonstrated it. So I guess they say the solution to this problem has been known for about more than 20 years online. It's been written about many times, but again, nobody demonstrated it. So a lot of manufacturers haven't cared to solve the problem because it didn't seem like a big enough problem, but he thinks it is a big problem. So the problem lies in with the manufacturers who make the chips for the keyless entry. The chip makers need to begin implementing expirations for the rolling code, which could essentially fix the problem. Camcar says he knows of at least one chip maker who has fixed this issue. So my guess is that's how they'll steal the car. You know, they jam a signal, then they jam a second signal, they let the first signal go so you could get into your car. Now they have a whole other signal that they could use. They have that signal, they could use that signal, get into another car, and then steal it. That's my guess. All right? Whew. How do you discipline kids with ADHD? A lot of you guys have seen the disturbing video of an 8-year-old Kentucky boy with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder known as ADHD. He was allegedly handcuffed at the bicep area by a sheriff's deputy because his hands were too small to fit into regular handcuffs. All right? Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Sumner works as a school resource officer at the school, now faces a federal lawsuit for handcuffing the boy and a 9-year-old girl who also had ADHD. While Sumner's attorney said he was doing what the law required, claiming the children are placing themselves and other people in danger of harm, experts who treat and work with children suffering from ADHD say using handcuffs is not an appropriate way. Dr. Claudia Gold, a pediatrician, infant mental health specialist, and author, said absolutely never, under no circumstances, would you use handcuffs for a child who has ADHD and is out of control. Top priority is making sure it's safe and other people around the children are safe. If a child is lashing out, the child needs to be physically removed and taken to a place where they can calm down, she said. Now, I agree with that as a doctor. We don't restrain kids. It makes it worse. What we do is we take the child and we move them to a place, okay? But, however, when I heard this, when I saw the original news story, before I saw the whole footage, and you heard a cop had to handcuff a kid, I remember that case where a principal had to tie the hands of a kid. And a kid was acting up, flailing around, I'm not sure what, trying to destroy the place. So the principal had to restrain him and had to tie the kid's hands. That principal, I believe, got sued. I think he got fired. And they said, no, you get the police. You get the police involved when a child is, you are unable to control, and they're going to harm others and harm themselves. So now you have a police officer. So the police officer comes in. All right. How do you restrain a child? Well, they're right. What you do is you put the, see, you know, I remember, gosh, let me see. I was dealing with a kid that was having a temper tantrum, so I just moved everything out of the room. You know, I mean, I guess if I was a school administrator, I wouldn't have the kids sitting in the principal's office. I would have a special room like that, like the cops do, a special room that the kid would go into, and that's where the principal would talk to him or the vice principal would talk to him, etc. But if the kid is being sent to the principal's office and there's scissors and there's pointed pencils and there's all sorts of things and he could, you know, throw his head back and hit the desk. And I'm not saying ADHD kids act like this, but some kids throw temper tantrums or they'll fall and slip, you know, because they'll spit and it'll get on the floor and then they'll slip and spit. Obviously, I have kids, so I've seen this happen. Then you make sure there's a place where there's no tables like that. There's no desk. There's no objects they could throw. So I think that's, because again, I know a lot of people at first were like, okay, wait a second, we're told to call the police. The police restrained the kid, but now the policeman is in trouble also. Well, because he put the kid in handcuffs, and it was very uncomfortable, and the kid was fighting it, and you know, it looked like torture to the kid. You know, that's why. Parents who have children with ADHD and who have seen them escalate out of control will notice that if you sit with them and speak to them softly, they will find their child's heart rate will go down and their breathing will slow down. The whole body will relax, and only after that has happened, you can start to talk to them. Yes and no. I taught Sunday school, and there was a kid with some pretty interesting behavioral disorder. They said it was ADD, but ADD was just one-tenth of what he had. And so when I did try to talk to him or go soft, the softer I became, the more he took advantage. So again, I called the principal. They called dad. Dad got involved. So, you know, it's tough. You know, with kids, especially, I mean, and again, ADD and ADHD. Okay. We see a variety of spectrums. Okay. Some people will accuse me of being hyperactive. I am hyperactive. I am. I love doing stuff, but I could sure still sit through a movie. I don't have to fidget. I can still, sit through a lecture. I could sit through a debate. True, I did a couple selfies with Cliff Clavin, but still. I can still sit through a debate. So, you know, yeah, maybe we have an element of hyperactivity. Maybe we get bored. Maybe you guys get bored with the Dr. Dolly Show. You start doing something else, ADHD. Okay. But when you have somebody that needs to be restrained, okay, there may be some other issues going on, all right? Because an ADHD kid does not necessarily mean they have oppositional defiant or antisocial behavior or some of the other certain sorts of behavior types. So we need to do a better job of learning how to deal with kids, but I would say have a safe room for these kids to go into that the teachers can talk to them in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you're worried about your health,
and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.